Another question that's attracted a lot of post-election discussion, is there a conservative bias in the media? Commentator Byron York says that even if there is, liberals shouldn't worry themselves about it.
For decades now, conservatives have complained about liberal bias in the media. Some have even made careers criticizing the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the network news. But now we're hearing something different. Liberals complaining about conservative bias in the media. And the issue got a lot of attention when former Vice President Al Gore griped about the Fox News Network and radio commentator Rush Limbaugh. Gore said this, "The media is kind of weird these days on politics, and there are some major institutional voices that are, truthfully speaking, part and parcel of the Republican Party." Gore is not alone. New York Times columnist Paul Krugman charged that talk radio and Fox let the hard right get its message out to supporters. And Senator Tom Daschle accused Rush Limbaugh of inciting threats against him. It's understandable that some Democrats are unhappy about talk radio where Limbaugh has a huge audience. But Fox News is another story. Yes, the network is winning the cable news race. And to hear Al Gore talk, one might think vast numbers of Americans are watching. But they're not. On election night, Fox won the cable ratings, but the three broadcast networks attracted nearly 10 times as many viewers. Fox does not rule the world. So why is Al Gore so upset? Maybe he really thinks conservative bias is a serious problem. Maybe he thinks Fox is more powerful than it is. But whatever the case, sooner or later he'll realize what many Republicans took years to learn. Complaining about media bias is a loser's game. Yes, it sells books. Yes, it gives pundits something to talk about. And yes, it helps political parties raise money. But in the end, it doesn't get you elected. Republicans figured out that when you spend your time complaining about Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and the New York Times, you look like a whiner, not a winner. So when Republicans felt the media was slanted against them, they buckled down, worked hard, and came up with winning political platforms. Now Democrats, fresh from a defeat at the polls, are making some of the same old complaints, just from the other side. No doubt many of them firmly believe what they're saying, but if they want to get out of their current fix, they'll have to do much more than complain that the press doesn't like them.
Byron York is the White House correspondent for the National Review.